Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar.
Hasn't happened in 11 years, but the Denver Nuggets are back in the Western Conference Finals, and joining us now, courtesy of Budweiser, is our Nuggets insider, Matt Moore. Follow him on Twitter at HP Basketball. And Matt, how fun was that?
Incredible. Just an incredible game. And I think for me personally, having covered the duration of Michael Malone's tenure, the duration of Jamal Murray's Nuggets career, Gary Harris, Nikola Jokic, to see a team that everyone has written off and ignored so often that was dismissed rise up in this moment and out-tough the big bad Clippers. Like, this is a great sports story. Like, there are just times when we get great sports stories. And the Nuggets coming back from 3-1 twice, including once to topple the title favorite. They were the number one title favorites coming into the series. That's an incredible story. Remarkable win for Michael Malone, Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and the Denver Nuggets.
We broke down the incredible offense that Jamal Murray put together tonight, as well as Nikola Jokic, who really just conducted this game like a maestro conducts an orchestra. When you look at the way they performed, obviously backs against the wall, and not trying to take anything away from it, but the going forward, how did they act like this before they're down 3-1?
It's a great question. I think part of it is that they have to keep hammering the same process over and over again, and that gets tough. And they're good about making adjustments in terms of finding gaps in the defense. If one thing isn't working, they're not the Rockets where they just keep doing the same thing over and over again. They have options of how they will adjust. I think part of this is honestly Jokic, with the fact that he's so smart about being able to read a defense and anticipate what the gaps are going to be. And then honestly, just, I think this came down to shots. They had to have other guys hit shots, and they did. And then Murray got uncorked, and a lot of that was just, one, Jamal was incredible and willed it, and then two, the Clippers failed in just completely embarrassing fashion, and that goes all the way to Kawhi Leonard.
It really does. And watching that game, as the Nuggets started to pull away in the fourth quarter, I said that to open the show. To me, the Clippers, with about 7 minutes left, looked completely defeated. They looked like they were ready to go home. And to see that with a Kawhi Leonard team, with Paul George, who forced his way to the Clippers, Doc Rivers coach teams, that was shocking. And some of that, of course, is the history of the Clippers. They've never gone to the Western Conference Finals, and certainly that weighed on them. But some of this is the Nuggets. Night after night, it was like watching a prize fight, but in the ninth and tenth round, you just keep pounding on the big guy over and over again. The Clippers, to me, in the last 7-8 minutes of this game and series, basically quit.
They were trying to say after the game that they were tired and gassed and not in condition. And, like, guys, the Nuggets have been playing every other night since the playoffs began. They have only gotten more than one night off since August 1st. Like, once. That does not fly. It just doesn't. It is kind of, I think, really amazing that the Nuggets have gotten to this point where they get hit and they get hit and they get hit, and the Clippers were like, okay, so you're done. And the Nuggets would just stand back up and go, you got anything else? Is that it? That all you got? And then they would start hitting back. And, you know, they dominated these third quarters. And the third quarter, if you talk to some of the best coaches in the world, Steve Kerr's talked about this a lot, about how the third quarter is really pivotal. And nobody, I don't think, picks up on it, because they focus on the first and the fourth, how you start and how you finish. If you come out of the locker room and you hit a team with a flurry, it just tends to shake them a little bit, and they don't have time to recover. And we've seen that in the last three games of the series. The Nuggets just came out of halftime, played with more urgency, played with more energy, and then absolutely hit them. And honestly, it's like, how do they avoid going down like this? Do they need to? Maybe it's better if they just wait until the opponent gets comfortable, and then they come back and roar back over them.
Yeah, that's a pretty hard road to try to traverse, and it's going to get harder if you try to do that with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. But they do get a little bit of a break, and I wanted to ask you if you heard anything. We talked about it prior to this series, but the possibility of getting Will Barton back?
There are rumblings. That's the best I can tell you. That might be a thing. I was told earlier, like 2 weeks ago, he wasn't expected back.
Okay.
But I also don't know if honestly, even the Nuggets fully expected to be here this late. They have 2 weeks to get him back before the end of the series if they were to extend it past the first four games. They've got a little bit of time. It would definitely, I think, provide a lift, especially off the bench with scoring, which they're going to need, and adding another wing defender for LeBron James. But, you know, I would say not to anticipate anything, because Barton's also not going to be in game shape, condition. Those things take time. So I'm a little skeptical it's going to happen. But at this point, can you rule anything out with the Denver Nuggets this season?
Well, and certainly if he's even available, you probably have to try it a little bit. Looking at the previous player they got back, Gary Harris, I mentioned that at the opening of the show. They don't get out of the Jazz series without Gary Harris. And tonight he was very, very good again. He seems to be getting a shot back. This, to me, tonight looked more like the Gary Harris we saw a couple of years ago. Would you agree?
Great cuts. Just really great cuts to the rim. More confidence coming off of the dribble. That was one thing that I think was really evident, honestly, the last 2 years, is he's just been hesitant with his dribble. And a lot of it's a core injury, not having the lift. He looks genuinely spry. And he looks confident in his dribble. And when he's applying pressure, if you have to double Murray, which you do, and you have to bring help on Jokic, which you do, and then you bring the rotation to Harris, and then he drives on you, now your defense is entirely scrambled. And once that's happening, the Nuggets, that's when they get rolling. And it brings a different dimension. You need other guys to be able to dribble and score. And he's been much better in that regard. Every shot that he hits, I think it improves the Nuggets' win probability considerably, because you're getting something from a player that was so good 2 years ago and hasn't been the same since. And when he looks like that, this looks a lot closer to what the Nuggets had always envisioned when they built this core.
And, of course, he's taking points away from the other side, too, in a manner that doesn't necessarily come up on the score sheet. The pushing forward into this next series, and we talked about it a bit going in this series, Michael Porter Jr. makes mistakes as a rookie, of course, but he also has scoring potential that not a lot of players on this team have, and he has length, and he has bounce, and he hits the rebounding very, very hard. As you pointed out earlier, he's a very natural rebounder. But the Nuggets really hadn't had a lot of opportunities to incorporate him into the offense. Can the couple days off perhaps do something where Porter can be a little bit more than an X factor, in which you don't know if he's going to do anything of significance like tonight or some of the nights where we've seen him blow up? Can this preparation, these few times they actually get more than a day off, maybe do something to get him involved?
No, they got to get their bodies rested tomorrow. They won't do anything but do film probably tomorrow. They'll do film prep in a team meeting. They'll probably do a light workout on Thursday. You have to just keep everybody healthy and rested. That's all you got to do. And then you just can't be adding new stuff in. I think a lot of this is, even though tonight, Porter tried to, like, get the ball himself and create on his own, and the Clippers guards just, they ravaged him. Like, they just went after him on the dribble. And he was very smart, like, realized, like, oh, this is not going to work, and he gave it up. Look, there are things that I think that they can do in terms of, I think, Jamal Murray looking to his side more, I think, is a big key. I think running some minutes with Jokic without Murray with Porter can get him going. But I just think it's going to be tough. I think doing it in a series versus what I consider to be the best defense in the NBA behind Toronto and the Lakers, I think that's a really big challenge. I think he still continues to play, and he can still have a big impact if he gets it going, but I don't expect them to suddenly pop in a bigger Porter offense.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Obviously, the Nuggets have earned this the hard way, and you'll want to follow Matt Moore the whole way through at HB Basketball on Twitter. That is Matt Moore's handle, and he is our Nuggets insider. Thank you so much for the time. I know that you were right in the middle of getting all the pressers and everything, so getting away for a couple of minutes, always appreciate it, and I love that we get to continue these conversations for just a little bit longer.
Talk soon, Sean. Thanks.
All right. Hey, it's Matt Moore brought to you by Budweiser, the official beer sponsor of the Denver Nuggets. Before we get back to the Broncos, I want to remind you, our King Supers fan football pick'em is still going on. You can still get into the game because there are week-to-week winners. You didn't have to be in on week one. You can enter for week two, and you can win in week two. Each week's winner gets a $250 gift card to King Supers. So get registered before Thursday's kickoff at 1043thefan.com/picks. For the Denver Broncos, injuries have been a problem, but the Broncos had the lead again late. And they folded. What's up with the Broncos defense? It's different guys, but it's the same result.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.